Okay, we are today's daf is daf ches and mesech hasota. We are on Zayin Mabez. Related to the Mishnah that we had yesterday. So the Mishnah says started discussing the process of what happens to an isha sota. Again, the first Mishnah I spoke about how many edim are needed for the different parts of the process. Now, from yesterday's two Mishnahs, we started discussing the process itself. So what happens? She's brought to Beis Din, and they bring her up to Yerushalayim, and they're ma'ayim her, and they scare her, and they say, you know, there's much, please admit, you don't want to have the Shem Shemayim erased for nothing. And the Mishnah says that if she admits, as she says, Temeya Ani, she admits that she was Mezane, we are Shoveres Ksubasa. Literally, we break her Ksuba, V'yotzeis, and she leaves. So the Gemara is going to discuss that word of Shoveres Ksubasa. So the Gemara says now, three lines to the bottom on Zayin Mabez, Shmas Mina Kosvin Shover. So it must be the fact that it says Shoveres Ksubasa, so we think that word Shoveres is related to the word Shovar, which means a receipt. It must be, there is a Machlokas in elsewhere, see on the side, it talks about the Machlokas, Ksubas, and elsewhere. When a woman gets a Ksuba, there are two choices what to do if a woman doesn't have to get her Ksuba paid. Either we could rip it up, so that she can never collect it again, or the Ksuba could stand, and we should just give the husband a receipt that he paid. So those are, but if we do that, it's a little more difficult for the husband because he has to guard the receipt. And if he loses it, he's stuck because then she's going to take out her ksuba and have to pay again. So which is it? Do we rip up the ksuba or do we let the ksuba stand and just give a receipt to the husband? So the fact that our Mishnah says shovrin ksubasa, so we think that word shovrin is connected to shovar, which means can you prove from this Mishnah maybe that we write a receipt. We don't tear up the ksuba. So Amar Rabbi, no, tani makaraz. No, really, it should mean makaraz, that you rip it up. Not that you give a receipt. Amalei Rav of HaShoveres Ketani. What do you mean? You can't just change the word. It says the word shoveres, which it should be connected to shovar. Elo Amar Rava, so you're right. It means you write a shovar, but b'makam she'en kosvin ksuba askina. Because the case of the Mishnah can be talking about a case where ksubas aren't written. Remember, a ksuba, the obligations of a ksuba are automatic. Even if I don't sign a ksuba, but if I'm a Jew that abides by halacha, it's a tenai bezdin. It's a tenai bezdin, and I have to pay all the obligations and accept all the obligations of the ksuba. So, in some places, they never wrote ksubas. So if they never wrote ksubas, it was just automatic and understood that everybody buys into this when they get married, so then you don't have a choice. Then you have to write a shover, because there's no other choice of how the husband could prove that he has already paid the ksuba. So, the Gemara just had to say, there's no riot from the Mishnah. The Mishnah might be talking about a case of Ein Kosvin Ksuba. Okay, next. Says the Gemara, V'yamamra Tahorani. But if the woman still says, no, I'm Tahora, I didn't do anything wrong, you're right, I secluded myself, I had Yichud, but it didn't get further than that. She says, I'm Tahora. So Ma'alun Osa L'Sharei Mizrach. So we bring her up to the Sharei Mizrach. We bring her up to the gate of Shar Niknar, right? We're standing out there, the man who brought the doors, that's why it's named Nicanor, as we had the story in Maseches Yuma. And we stand her there. So the Gemara says, Ma'alan Osa, we bring her up, Hasam Kaima, what do you mean? She's there already. The whole discussion, the whole place where we're having the discussion with her and trying to convince her is already in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean you bring her up? She's already there. So the Gemara says, Demaskinan La Umachtinan La. You bring her up, you're right, she was there, but then you bring her down and you bring her up, and you bring her down and you bring her up. You make her crazy. Kedei Liaga, to try to make her break down, and to try to make her admit, because we don't want the Shem Hashem to be erased, and we want her to be able to admit if she really was Mezaneh. So therefore, what does it mean? She would bring her up, because she was up, then we brought her down, then we bring her up, all to make her confused, to make her tired, so that she will admit. Rashi quotes on the third line, Machtinan la mikol harabayis. You just take her out of the basement. You take her out from our bias. Take her out, bring her up, take her out, bring her up, so that we could try to get her to admit. The Tanya, similar to the following case. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Bezdin Messiah Nesa Edim, Mimakom Lamakom, Kadesh Tarif Daito Alem Yachzu Bahen. In a case of Dina Nefashas, in capital crime cases, we also make the Edim schwitz and back and forth and schlep and this and that, so that we can make sure that they are telling the truth, because this is part of the concept that is dealt with at length in Masechah Sanhedrin, the concept of the Hitzilu Ha'ida. We do everything we can to try to exonerate, to try to make the defendant innocent. So also with the Eidim, we take them back and forth and back and forth to different places so that they have somewhat of a Tiruf Hadas and they will admit that they're making up the story. So Rashi says, you see on the first skinny line, Mesainos Eidim, Shemeidim Eidis Tafashos, Ukshabot Kinosohai Mesainosam, Ipino Lapino Mishkalalishka. You take it from office to office at the work to from room to room. You know, sometimes you have to go to an office. You have to go to downtown in the city. You have to go to this office, and then send you to that office and this office. So half the time you just want to say, forget it, I'm leaving, I'm not getting it, if you don't really need it. So most of the time we have to do it, so we have to stay there and go. But half the time we'll say, forget it. So that's what we're trying to do with these Eidim. We want them to say, forget it if it's not worth it for them. That is how the Rashi interprets the Gemara. So it's an exact parallel between Sota and Eidus Nefashos, that we move them from place to place. Just 1 minute. The Rambam has a different interpretation. When the Rambam, by Sota, he has the interpretation that we have. You schlep her from place to place. But if you look at Hilchas Eidus, how does the Rambam interpret Misayin es ha'edim imakom umakom? Rambam says that means we ask them circuitous questions, and we make them crazy with questions. That's Misayin es ha'edim. So the Ketzav Mishnah there deals, what's the parallel then? But in the Rambam himself, in Eidus, in Aleph Dalid, u'misayin o'san me'inyin le'inyin be'ez ha'she'ela, you just keep asking them questions back and forth. Kadesha yishtoku o yachzu bahen im yesh beidus andofi. Because we want to try to get them to admit. So it's a little different in the Sota and the Eidus Tafashas case. The parallel is just that we do things to try to convince them otherwise, to try to convince them to admit. But it's not an exact parallel as Rashi has. Yeah.
So it's mashmah from here that there's no chashash that will make her so confused and tired that she might say she did it.
Right, the chora, there's no concern of that, that she will admit that she did it if she didn't do it. There's no concern of that. But what's the downside? The downside is she'll lose her ksuba, and she'll have Bosi Shemra on her. That's just terrible. But the other downside is that if she is guilty and she doesn't admit, A, the Shem Hashem is going to erase, number two, she's going to die. You know, so both those cases, you know, so the downside is worse the first way. Okay, let's continue. Set two dots. Shesham mashkin es ha-sotos. There, by Shar Niknar, is where sotos get the waters to drink, and we stand them there. So bishlama sotos tichsiv v'hem in ha-kohen es ha-isha l'fnei Hashem. Fine, in isha sota, I understand that is where she is stood up, and she's given the water. Because the pasuk says, the kohen stands her l'fnei Hashem. In front of Hashem, which is in front of the Azara. In front of the Azara, the Shaar Niknar goes into the Ezra Yisrael and goes into the Azara. So therefore we know a Sota can get stood up there. Mitzora Nami, also by a Mitzora, I understand the Chsevehem in HaKoen HaMitaher V'chul V'rei Hashem. Also the same Lashon is used, that a Mitzora is also stood up L'Vrei Hashem. Elo Yoledes, my time up. What about a Yoledes? Right, because we're quoting again from the Mishnah, the previous daf, the Mishnah said, there, Machdus Asotos, Matardus Ayodos, and Matardus Amisarah, and all three are quoted. So where does it say in the Torah that Yoledes is brought there? Ilema, Mishum da Asin Vekaimin, Akurbanayu, is it because she has to be there because her karban is being brought there? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Ein karbano shalom karav, ela imkein omid al gabav. The halacha is that a karban cannot be brought unless the owner is there, the person whose karban it is there, or at least his shliach is there. So is that the reason that a yoledes has to stay at the Shaar Niknar? So yahaki zavin v'zavos nami. So then, even zavin and zavos, which we discussed at length previously, a zav or a zava, a man or a woman who has this some type of seminal omission, who also have to bring a karban, if they've had the omission for three straight times or three straight days, they also should have to stand there. But the Mishnah left them out. The Mishnah only says Sota and Mitzor and Yoledes. So if it's true that it's connected to the karban, then they should also be included. So the Gemara says, you're right. Inachinami v'tanachadim inayonakat. You're right. Zavon and Zavodos are also included. But once it says Mitzora, or Yoledes, so that's why the Mishnah thinks suffices and thinks that's enough. Because really, just as one of them, but the other ones, it's true also. Period. Actually, the source of this whole halacha about a person has to stand there when his carpet is brought is from a Mishnah in Maseches Tainis. The Mishnah in Maseches Tainis discusses the source of Mishmaros. We know that the Mishmaros, the Kohanim, was split up into 24 groups. They each worked about 2 weeks out of the year. It's 48. And then the other 4 weeks, that's Yantif. So all the Kohanim worked those weeks. All the Kohanim were there. But basically, they worked about 2 weeks out of the year. It's amazing. The Kohanim, they worked for 2 weeks, and the rest of the year, they were home. They were home learning. They were home, making sure everybody was being Shomer Halacha. But for most of the year, the Kohanim were not in the Beis HaMikdash. Each respective Kohen. So says the Mishnah Maseches Tainis, beginning of the fourth parak. So the pasuk says, we say every morning, Savas b'nei Yisrael v'amartal yom karbani lachmi. Hashem says, command them to bring my carbon tamid. So the Mishnah says, v'chihei karbon ha'shalom karev, v'chihei no min al gabav. How could all of Klal Yisrael have to bring a carbon tamid, but they're not there? So how could the Kohanim bring a carbon tamid if they're, the b'nei Yisrael aren't there? Hiskinu nevi'im rishonim, esrim v'arba mishmaros, al kol mishmaro mishmar, Hayamamid b'Yerushalayim. There are 24 groups of Kohanim, and related to each group is a Maimid. The Yisraelim were also split up into 24 groups, and a different group of Yisraelim went to the Beis HaMikdash also every week to represent the rest of Klal Yisrael, because all of Klal Yisrael have to bring a carbon tamid. The owner of a carbon always has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, so a group of Yisraelim were always there as a representative for all of Klal Yisrael. There was a Maimon Yerushalayim, Shekohanim, Shalavim, Shayisraelim, Higiyaz Mana Mishmar Lalos, Hakohanim, Levim, Olim Yerushalayim, Yisrael Shavos, Mishmar, Viskatsil, Arayim, Akhon, Maisa, Bracious. Most of the Mishmar, I should say, most of the Mishmar stayed home and just davened special davenings and fasted and leaned, but some of them went to, the Beis HaMikdash as well. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah discusses here. That's the source for this idea that the carbon cannot be karav unless the owner is there. Okay, so the Gemara explained that all of them, the Bitsora, the Oledis, the Sota, they all go to stand at Shara Nikner. Tana Rabbanan, says the Braisa, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas Kadesha Lo Yeheliba Gas Mechaverta. Say it's a busy day in the base of Migdash, and they want to, you know, kill two birds with one stone. They want to do things quickly. So they want to do two women at once. Two husbands have brought their wives here, become sota. So they want to do it at once. Bring both of them there, give them to drink, you know, to give them the whole proclamation and do the convincing all at once. So you're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to be mashke two women ka'achas. Why? Machlokas. Tanakama says, Kadesha yeloye liba gas mechaverta. So her heart isn't gas in her friend. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi in the Ritva. Rashi here says, what are we worried about? Shelo yehli bagas, shema ha'achas omedes alboria, ve'ena mode lo martmeya ani. Maybe one of them is innocent, but she sees her friend is not admitting. So therefore she's not going to admit. She's going to say, my friend is not admitting, so I'm not going to admit. Even though she herself is innocent, that her friend is guilty. Her friend's guilty, that's why her friend's not admitting. I'm sorry, but her friend... Let me go back a step. Look at Rashi. Shema ha'achas omedes aboria ve'ina mode lomar tmeani. She's going to say, she's not going to admit to say tmeya. V'chaverta she tmeya roezu she'ina mode v'sovelas es boshta v'lima mezgabra l'alasos kemozu ve'ina mode. They each see each other, but one of them is guilty, one of them is innocent. But the problem is, the one that's innocent is going to see the one that's guilty being brazen and not admitting, so she's not going to admit either, but the chash is, according to Rashi, one of them is guilty. One of them is guilty, and we're going to be worried that they're going to play off each other, and nobody's going to admit to anything. The Ritva in Nadarim, where this came up, seems to say, understand this, that no, even if they are both, if they're both guilty, they're not going to admit. Pirusha al yedeshi ishlam seves, because they have a relationship with each other, machzikos b'merita malomodu. They're not admitting. I'm not going to admit. They're going to keep themselves. Oh, look, I'm innocent. Nothing happened. Because look at my friend over here. V'ilu anan b'inan sheyodu, and we want them to admit. In other words, we keep them separate. The Gemara says so that we think there's a better chance for them to admit their guilt if they are not in front of anyone who knows them. So that's why we. That's why you're not mashke two sotos ka'achas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo men Hashem uzer. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not the right reason. You're right, we don't do it ka'achas, but it's based on Xeris HaKasav. Ela amakra osa levada. It says, vishka osa, you have to give her to drink herself. We darsha from that word, osa. Tanakama oksiv osa. What does the Tanakama do with the word osa? If he says it's based on svara, so what does he do with the word osa? So the Gemara says, no, Tanakama Reb Shimon he. Really, the Tanakama is the Shita of Reb Shimon, didarish tam dekra. Machlokas tanaim, Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon darshins reasons for psukim. In a few cases, he darshins the reason, and if the reason doesn't apply, so then he just says that the mitzvah does not apply. That's the chiddush of the Shiva. We always darshan reasons. Now we read the Sefer HaChinuch, and Sefer HaChinuch talks all about reasons. But the Sefer HaChinuch never says, if the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. He gives a reason to make the mitzvah more, give us more appreciation of the mitzvah. But he never says, darshin in time of Dekra. That's the Shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says we darshan reasons for Pesukim in certain cases. You have to do that with Gemara and Bamatzia and elsewhere. He dashes reasons and limits the mitzvah based on those reasons. For example, Rashi quotes here the source, but Matzia Kuftezvav, you see Rashi quotes, the example of not taking a beged of an almana as a mashkon, as a collateral, not taking a beged of a widow. So the Reb Shimon Darshan, that obviously only applies to a poor widow, because a poor widow who doesn't have other clothing. But a rich widow, there's no iser, because there's no problem with taking her begadim. And the other Rebbe says, what are you talking about? It says, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do it, period. Don't be machal. Look, if svar is why. So that's a machlokes in a number of places. So that's the shita here. You're right, it said, when the Tanakhama says, we aren't mashke tu sotos, so that shelo yehili bagas b'chaverta, that's really just explaining the pasuk of osa. Umatam kamar, matam osa lavada, kadei shelo yehili bagas b'chaverta. So the pasuk and the reason fits in. My benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? Whether the reason we don't do two sotos at once is because they're going to be embarrassed with each other, or is based on a pasuk, zeras akasuv, ika benayu rosasas. The difference is, let's say we see her even before a friend walks in and she's trembling and she's shaking and she can't calm herself down, and yet she's still not admitting. So that's a nafkamina, because you see she's scared and she's still not admitting. So if it's based on zeras akasuv, you still can't do two at once. But if it's based on the fact that we're worried that if her friend says she's not going to admit, we don't have that worry, because we see here she's very scared and she's still not admitting. So we don't have the issue of liba gaspa. So the Gemara says, Rosas is mimashkin. Is it really true? If she's shaking, according to the reason of liba gaspa, we would do two at once. But vaha ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. But we have another principle. You can't do mitzvos in bundles. You can't do mitzvos in bundles. You can't do two at once. Ditzah, we'll get back to that. Let's finish first. Ditzah, as the Brisa says, Tatanya, in mashkin shnei sotas ka'achas, you can't do two sotas at once. Vein matar in shnei mitzaron ka'achas. And we're not allowed to do two, we're not allowed to be matahir, purify two mitzaras at once, sprinkling the oil on them at once. Vein rotzen shnei avadim ka'achas. You can't pierce the ear of two Eved Ivris at once. Vein orfin shnei akolos ka'achas. You can't break the neck of the cows in the ceremony related to the anonymous corpse found between two cities, Eglar Rufa. You also can't do these at once. Lefisha ein osu mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You can't do mitzvos in bundles. So forget the other reasons. So even if she's rosasas, so you should say it can't be done. So Amar Abaye v'Tamer of Kahana Lokasha kan b'kohen echad kan b'shnei kohanim. Depends if it's one or two kohanim. One or two kohanim. That's the difference. If you apply mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Which is which? Which is better? One kohen, two kohen? Which is better? So Rashi and Tosfos both say here, one kohen is worse. One kohen doing two avodos, that's a problem of chavilos chavilos. But two kohanim, that's fine. If two kohanim, they're each doing one sota at the same time, that's not a problem. If look at the Rambam, the Magen Avraham points out, is the opposite. Rambam seems to have the opposite, but we're not going to see that Rambam right now. So let's get back to this principle, which came up actually a few weeks ago, of enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. What's the reason for this? Why can't you do mitzvahs in bundles? Why not? I want to go back to the base matters. I want to go learn. So I'll do two mitzvahs at once. What's the problem with that? So Rashi here says, chavilos, chavilos. This is one of the main reasons given. Rashi right here. That two-thirds of the way down in the skinny lines. Chavilos, chavilos. Shenira kimi shahayu alav lamasui. Right? It appears like the mitzvahs are a burden to me. Umemaher lafarig maso. And I'm acting in a hurried way to unload the burden. Meaning I'm doing it quickly so that I could, give each mitzvah its own time. I'm doing it together. It's as if you're like saying, oh, the mitzvahs are buzzing on you. It's a burden. You have to do it quickly. So that's why it is inappropriate. You want to get it over with. You want to get it over with the mitzvah. Mitzvahs aren't about getting them over with. Mitzvahs are about doing them properly, calmly. So that's Shitas Rashi, and that's what Tosfos as well quotes here. Tosfos in Moed Katan gives a different reason. Daf Ches. Tosfos there says, so that each mitzvah gets its proper kavana. Second reason, do with it with a burden, is that each mitzvah, you can't concentrate on the mitzvah properly if you're doing them together. So each mitzvah gets its proper kavana, that's why you cannot do them together. Two. A third lamdish thought is said by Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar. A third idea. What's the reason for Einos and Mrs. Chavilos Chavilos? He says, B'chidushai pilpul. I gave a pilpul. We know there's a principle of Osek b'mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah. When I'm involved in one mitzvah, I'm patam from doing the other mitzvah. And it's you're patur. The other mitzvah you're not obligated to do at that time. Osek b'mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah. And we know, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, there's a principle of Gadol HaMitzuvah V'Yosef and Meisha'ena Mitzuvah V'Yosef. It's greater to do a mitzvah when you're commanded to do it than when you're not commanded to do it. Right? That's why we mentioned Avram Avinu. We mentioned in the past, Avram Avinu didn't do the mitzvah of Mila until Hashem commanded it to him. All the other mitzvahs he did already. He did all the mitzvahs before he was commanded. Why by Mila did he wait? Because Mila can only do once. So if he would have done it before being commanded, he would have been finished. He would never been able to do it in a state of mitzvah v'yosef. That's why Avraham Avinu dafka waited by Mila. So says the Beis HaOtzar, if I do two mitzvahs at once, but really one of those mitzvahs I'm pater from, because osik b'mitzvah pater ben a mitzvah. And I'd rather do each mitzvah at a time when I'm a chuyiv in it. So that's why Einos Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Kibbut the Kaimalad Osi Mitzvah Padam and a Mitzvah, Im Kaina Osa Beis Mitzvahs Ka'achas, Kolachas Potraso Miki Imacheres. If you would only do one, you'd be mechuyev to do the other one. And that's better. That's better, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Yeah. Sorry? What?
When did this come up?
What? You know, it came up at the end of Nazir, maybe. I think we had this, I forgot exactly which daf it was. It's the end of Mitzachas Nazir. Yeah. I can look in my notes. Yeah. Okay, you're still in the parsha. It's a chiddush to apply that, right? You might see you're mechuyev in both of them at this moment. If you're doing, well, why does one beat the other one? You're doing it at the exact same time. And osik b'mitzvah might only apply, yeah? Okay, so meaning it's, we're going to get to what we're going to get to something related to that also. You also might say efshar l'kayim shnayim. The principle of osik b'mitzvah doesn't apply if you can do both of them. That's a machlokas rishonim. The Ran says, even if you can do both of them, you have no chiyuv to do the other one. You have no chiyuv to do the other one. Yeah. You can't. You need a Gemara to say you can't do two things at once. By mitzvahs, you might say the principle of what by enos a mitzvah, enos a mitzvah chavilos chavilos, or enos a mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. Oh, that's a machlok, as we've shown him. Amazing. The Ran holds in Sukkah, enos a mitzvah patam and a mitzvah applies even if efshal lakayim shnayim. Even after the so he's that we hutra tchuya. He said it might be hutra. So once you're involved in a mitzvah, period, you don't have any other focus. You have to have total focus on this one. Even if you can end up doing the other one, that's what the Ran holds. Okay, the principle though, the Gemara in Maseches Psachim asks related to this. Einos mitzvah chavilos chavilos. Psachim daf kupes. So what about kiddush and avdallah? How can we do kiddush and avdallah on the same cup? By a wedding, what do? We have two different cups, kiddush and nisuin. Right, that's we have two because it's two different ideas. There's Erisin, Kedushin, and then we have Nisuin, two different cups. That's why we read the Ksuba right in the middle. There's no halachic issue about reading the Ksuba. It's a minhag of Rashi. We read it right then to have a hefsik between Kedushin and Nisuin. If somebody speaks under the chuppah, they speak then between the Kedushin and Nisuin because they're going to be two cups. You're making two pori priya gafens because there's Kedushin and there's Nisuin. Shema brachas. So Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. That's why we don't just use one. But what about Kedushin Avdallah? But Yak Nahaz, Yotta falls out on Sunday, we use one cup. So the Gemara says, Kiddush and Avdallah are the same mitzvah. Kiddush and Avdallah are the same mitzvah. That's the Gemara. And therefore, it's not a problem. And that's why the Rambam holds, this is the basis for the Shittas of Rambam, that Havdallah is also a mitzvah daraisa. Not just Kiddush. Havdallah is also part of the mitzvah of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. We sanctify a Shabbos when it starts and when it finishes. We cordon off Shabbos at the beginning and at the end. That's the Shittas of Rambam. Other Rishonim say, no, Havdallah is Durabanan. But the Rambam holds that Havdallah is just like Kiddush. They're both a mitzvah daraisa because it's all the same mitzvah, and therefore you'd be able to do it on the same cup. Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses, this is a big discussion in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, came up actually last year, 2 years ago, in our shul. Let's say their twins boys are born. Twin boys are born, you're going to do the bris milah. So, use one cup, one bracha v'ala milah, get the babies lined up, one after another. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses, Yachola mulam keechad v'latzis b'shem v'brach achas. You could do them both together. Einos mitzvah chavilos chavilos. No problem. It's the same mitzvah. Just like Kiddush and Avdallah. Here's the same mitzvah mamish. The same mitzvah mamish, and therefore it's not a problem.
Oh,
so he asks on himself here too. It's the same mitzvah. Two sotos. same mitzvah, two sotos. The answer is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. No. Gufin muchlakin, as he says. One second. Gufin muchlakin. Different women, different obligations, different gili arayas. That's why gufin muchlakin. Each one has a chiyuv nifrad. But a man has an obligation to be mal his sons. He's taking a stand on another major issue, is the chiyuv of mila on the child or on the father. So the Yaakov Emden is assuming it's on the father, and therefore the father has to do the mitzvah twice. So you might have said gufim achlokin from the kid's point of view, but he doesn't say that. He has to answer his question. He says, ach ba'adam shemala shnei banav, yesh la'aba mitzvah achas, la'mul es v'zachara, v'doma l'shochei sh'shochei kama behemos, sheyosi b'bracha achas. That's a big, again, this is all touching on many different issues, but that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden assumes, not a problem, because the mila, the mitzvah is on the father. Again, the major issues in mila, which comes up in Maseches Kiddushin, that's his issue. But again, be'ikaron, if it's the same mitzvah, it wouldn't there wouldn't be a problem. Yeah.
Then by two babies, should these same machlokes be run on tests one way or two way?
One mal and two mal. Yeah. So the Magen Avraham discusses that. Correct. The Magen Avraham. See the Gilyon Hashas here says Ayin Magen Avraham Kuf Mem Zayin. So that Magen Avraham that talks about one or two mals. I think the minhag is to do them separately to have a break in the middle, to make sure that it's not a problem of chavilos, you just have some type of break in the middle so that you can make the two brachas, because we're choshesh for the other shita. It should depend on the father. Okay, the mother is a shliach, but... Okay, so you have a break for everybody. A break for everybody. The father takes a walk also. One other source, and then we'll continue. The Ar Sameach, in Hilchus Tumas Saras, on this halacha of not being matar Tumas Saran at once, he quotes... Again, why by some places do we find Eidos and Mrs. Chavilos, and some not? Like, for example, by Trumas and Maestros. We have an example in Maseka Sukkah. If somebody's going to be ma for Trumas and Maestros, he can make one bracha l'ha for Trumas and Maestros, even though it's two separate mitzvahs. Right? So why by sometimes you can put them together, sometimes not? So says the Ar Sameach, anything nearly borer, tzahach te'enos and Mrs. Chavilos, lo noma rak al mitzvah shebegufo. O mitzvahs kamo hashkoa sota v'arif hashtei aglos v'tar hashtei mitzarayin shu b'kohen d'loshach b'zeh shlichus shahakohen ha'osa hu ha'makayim ha'mitzvah. Maybe the principle of enos ha'mitzvahs chavilos only applies when it's a mitzvah you have to do. The focus is on the maisa. And you can't even do it through a shliach. But by trumas and maisaris, where the focus is on what we would call the results or the chalos, maybe then there's not a problem. Maybe you could say that if the issue is appearing like a bundle, like a masui, so if the focus is the result of what comes out of it, then there's no problem. Kivan shenit, and if you could use a shliach, listen to the language. Kivan shenit na haTorah lo reshus lifrok hachavila lacher sheinim mitzuv b'chlal b'zeh. Once the Torah allows you to use a shliach for whatever the context is, which means you could throw the bundle on somebody else, so obviously there's no issue in appearing that it's a bundle for you, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. So by, let's say, hafrashas shumas or maisras, you could do it all at once, because that's, you're able to do that through a shliach. So therefore, it's not a problem of enos and mitzvahs chavilos. Okay, two dots. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'hakohen oches b'begadeho. As the Mishnah described the process yesterday, the kohen grabs her clothing and he starts to rip it. Starts to rip the clothing. Amazing Tosefta. Look in Tosus. Tosus in v'hakohen quotes the Tosefta that there was a lottery which kohen had to do this. Kohanim, with the last three lines of Tosas HaKohen, Kohanim Matilim Goralos, they had a lottery, V'komi Sheyala Goralo Afilu Kohen Gadol, Yotzi V'omid V'tzatzot V'ochiz V'gadeha. In other words, nobody wanted to do this. Nobody wanted to be involved in this process. It was a mevuzah process. It was to have to do this. So they had a goral to pick. And so the Divrei Shol notes, most lotteries in the Mikdash were called what? They weren't called gorals. They're called pious. So we had the Mishnah Yuma. Pious Rishon, Pious Sheni, from the word pious, who is going to be appeased and happy to do it. Here it's called a goro, because it's not the same type of lottery. The other lotteries, they said, okay, we want to do it for the who does the avoda, who takes the parts of the animal up to the mizbeach. Here it's not called a pious, it's called a goro, because it's a different type of thing. It's who's going to be forced to do it. Right. This is who loses. Right. Who gets the last straw. Get stuck with the last row. Okay, continue. Tan Rabbanan, Ufares Rosha Isha. So we uncover the head of the woman. Ein li ela Rosha Gufi Binayim. I only know the head. That's Mufurish in the Pasuk. Gufa minayin, how do you know part of the body has to be uncovered to embarrass her, to disgrace her? Tamalamar ha'isha. Imke matalamar faris rosha. If it's the whole woman, if parts of her body gets uncovered, so why does the pasuk emphasize head? Malami shakoin soser asaira. Not only is her head uncovered, but her hair is disheveled. Upara es rosha isha. This, of course, is the makar in the Torah. Mefurish for the mitzvah of kisi rosh, the halacha of kisi rosh, covering the hair for women. Uparas rosh ha'isha, the Medrash says in Bamidbar, lama, why do we mess up our hair? L'shvisha derech benos Yisrael lios roshein mechusos. The derech of benos Yisrael is to have their hair covered. L'akach haya parea rosha, therefore we uncover her head and say to her, at parasht mi derech benos Yisrael, you separated yourself from the derech of Jewish women, shedarkalias b'chusas rashayin, that covered their head, and you acted like not a benos Yisrael, therefore we're going to treat you not like a benos Yisrael. Even though the language of the Mishnah is derech benos Yisrael, all the poskim assume this to be a halacha mufureshes, a bona fide halacha. Many hold this even in daraisa. It's a din daraisa. Din Daraisa, again, we discussed it in Ksubis, Das Moshe, Das Yehudis. Listen back to the Shir on Dafayin Beis. But the Shulta Giborim says, the Mishnah Berurah, in the Rishonim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Achron, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Ayin Hei, discusses that this is a bona fide Issa Daraisa, to go without hair covered. Kiva de Tzrichos, the Chazos, Asaros, Mitzad HaDin, V'Yishpazeh Isser Torah. I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah. Ki dechsev ufares Moshe Isha, Mechlal Shai Mechusa, V'gam kol benos Yisrael ha-machzikos, V'das Moshe Nisoros Pazeh, Mimos Abosinu, Mi'olam Barata, Mechlal Ervehi, V'asel Ligos Kinegdar. So this is a bona fide halacha. There is people say, what about this manazeh? Many women don't cover their hair. The halacha doesn't change. The halacha of that a woman has to cover her hair, we're not going to get into the details now, how and what and when, but that halacha does not change. There are two items that might change. That's only applications of this halacha. Number one, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Since many women walk around without head covered, is a woman who walks around without her head covered allowed to be divorced by her husband without a tshuva? That's what the Mishnah says. So that halacha might not apply today because, you know, you have to make sure before you get married because a lot of women don't. That's the only halacha. The chiyuv doesn't change. But Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer and Siman Kuf Yudalit says there's no losing a ksuba bizman hazeh because it's his fault. He should have clarified this before he got married. A. B. The other halacha that might change is the Aruch HaShulchan, the misquoted Aruch HaShulchan. Many quote the Aruch HaShulchan as saying, oh, women don't have to cover their hair bizman hazeh. He never says that. Chas v'shalom. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the halacha in Shulchan Aruch that one is not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of an erva, and we treat the hair of a woman as an erva, that halacha might not apply today. Since many women walk around without head covering, so therefore maybe saying Kriya Shema on a bus, it's not Kriya Shema, it's finishing and ending, and you have to say Kriya Shema, maybe that halacha would not apply because it might not have the status of erva lagavi Kriya Shema. But the fact that it's a chiyuv to cover it, 100%, and the Aruch HaShulchan screams about it. Anybody ever quotes this Aruch HaShulchan, just look at it inside. You know, he doesn't leave anything to be left unclear. V'yata pastaha mispachash anesuos holchas b'saros and kamo absulos oy lanu sha'osa b'yameinu kach. Miyuk Oilanu says, but you know, it might change the halacha in terms of Kriyashma, but that's it. But other than that, but this is the main source, doesn't quote it here in our Gemara, but for Kisi Rosh for women. Yeah. Sorry? There's a raya that there is hair under the head covering. Okay, there's hair under the head covering, and then it wasn't shaven off. Yeah. We discussed that when we spoke about Shaitels in Nazir. Yeah. It's more of a bizayin to have somebody do it to her. Somebody to rip the clothes is more of a bizayin to braid the hair. It's also more of a bizayin to have it done to you than just to do it herself. Okay, weiter says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hayaliba v'chula. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that if she is a very pretty woman, so then we don't uncover her because we're worried that it's going to cause problems it doesn't say in the Mishnah why. Rabbi Yehuda just says, if lo hayim agaleha, we wouldn't reveal it in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, l'meimra de Rabbi Yehuda chayshi lihirhura, rabbanan lo chayshi. Seems from here that Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh for hirhur, choshesh for impure thoughts by the Kohanim, that's why we don't uncover her. While the Tanakama is not choshesh so much, and therefore he says he could uncover. such a subjective halacha? Well, we'll see. We'll see. Let's continue. V'ha ifchashay min aluhu. We'll see why he's choshesh here. But what do you mean? We have elsewhere the opposite concern. We have a case where Rabbi Yehuda is not worried and the Rabbanan are worried. The Tanya, when the Braisa says, when we kill someone, when Bezdin has to kill somebody who's chayav misa. So, in Skila, and we're going to stone them. So we also remove, possibly, their clothes before we stone them. So, Ishma Chasar also perak echa milafana, but Isha Shnei Prakim echa milafaneva echa milachareha. The Tanakama says that a man covers himself in front, and the woman in the front and the back, but Meshakula erva, div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there are small coverings of the erva parts of the body, even after we remove their clothes before we stone them. The Chachamim omrim ha'ish niskal arim ba'inish niskal asaruma. Bechum say no. A woman has her clothes on, period. A woman's clothes are not removed at all. It's not that we remove and we cover. Because Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim say, we're choshish for hear her of those around. So it's a stir in Rabbi Yehuda, it's a stir in the Chachamim. So Amar Rabba says, let me explain to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda worried here by Sota and not by Skila? Over here we're worried because maybe the Sota is going to walk out innocent. And then she's going to be this woman who the Kohanim there saw in a state of nakedness. So that's why we're worried, because she's going to still be around. Hasam Hamistalka. Here this woman's going to be killed. So we're not worried. We're not worried that it's going to happen because she's about to be killed. We're not worried that they're going to be running after her whole life. And if you want to say, but maybe they'll see her and they'll therefore be aroused for another woman. No. We have a Mesorah that the Yitzhahara is only sholate in terms of what's in front of your eyes. So if this woman's going to die, it's not going to cause problems for other women. So that's the answer of the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Specifically, here we're worried because this woman might walk out scot-free. And as Rashi says, you wrote from achareha kol yameha. Right? They'll be running after her. Masha'enkin, if the woman's about to die, so we don't have a worry. Interesting, Klayakar, I saw quoted, Klayakar in Bracious, where it says here that the Yitzhahara is only sholate on what you see. What you see. So the Klayakar is a short Klayakar in Paragimel and Bracious on the Pasuk V'chitava hu la'enayim, where it says that Chava saw the fruit. It was a taiva in her eyes. It says the Klayakar, B'chol chet yish li yitzar tov v'kuach im yitzahara. In every Avera, there's a fight between the Yitzhar Tov and the Yitzhahara. Ki ha-Yitzhar Tov mavtichu schar rechani l'olam haba. The Yitzhar Tov says you're going to have unbelievable schar in olam haba. And the Yitzhar Hara says, no, look what you could see. The schar right now. Look at it right now. Look, lein haroeh. Because tavas olam hazeh, that's seen in front of you. Olam haba, that's not seen, as we discussed in a drasha a couple weeks ago, is impossible. So that's why it says, vatera ha'isha. She saw, and it was taiva le'enayim, because by every aveira it has to do with the enayim. In yitzhara el masha shol, right, what our Gemara just say. Our Gemara just said, b'masha ein of roas, because that's a focus of olam hazeh, that's a focus of the Inayim. Lafuki chendas olam haba, right, the ayin lo rasa. So that's it, he connects it to this line of Yitzhahara sholei b'masha ein of roas. So we answer the stira in Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda kasha, the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah lo kasha. We answered up the stira in Rabbi Yehuda. What about the stira in the Rabbanah? Why are the Rabbanah not worried by Sota, and they are worried by Skila? So Ela Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, kiddushanin. Right, the Rebbe is no stira, as we answered already. The Rabbanan lo kasha. Hacha time am I? Why is the Rabbanan no problem? Hacha time am I? Mishim divini vasru kol hanashim. By Sota, you're right, we might be worried, but there's an overarching message that we have to give to the women. We want to embarrass this woman who acted improperly so that all the other women learn tochacha. So that's why, even though it's somewhat rechoshish lahirer, but we need to give bimochiach all the other women. Hasam, by the other case, when the woman's getting stoned, ein lecha yisur gadol mizeh, you don't need any other message. They see the woman's getting stoned, so you don't have to embarrass. That's the greatest message. Even if she's clothed, the message will still be there, and that's why we can take into account the chashash of hear her over there. V'chitem alevet batarti. And if you want to say, why don't you might as well do both? Give them both messages: disgrace her and stone her. The Gemara says no. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Krav Yahafta Lareacha Kamocha Bror Lo Misa Yafe V'yat Lareacha Kamocha. We want to choose for her a proper yafe death, even in death, v'yach l'recha kamocha, and therefore we put her to death with her clothes on. If we, because already the message of the tochacha given to others is enough while she has skila. So we discuss. Yeah.
Who's there watching?
who's there? We're going to get to that in a minute. It's going to end up being, well, we'll see. We'll see in a few minutes. The Gemara is going to discuss that. So it's amazing that the V'hatzorecha Kamocha, we mention this whenever it comes up, does not come up so many times in Shas. V'hatzorecha Kamocha. It comes up by putting somebody to death nicely. Right, that's not the place where I would put V'hatzorecha Kamocha. It comes up by seeing your, you know, you should see your wife before you marry her. V'hatzorecha Kamocha. Because you don't want to cause problems, be married, and they're like, oy vey, you know, I don't like this woman. So it comes up in a very few places, not too many. There's a day in Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Hei, where this comes up, that V'hatzorecha Kamocha is really impossible. How could you love your friend like yourself? How could you love a friend like yourself? You love yourself more. It's only natural. So really, so Tosfos says there in Sanhedrin Mem Hei, it only applies L'achar Misa. Because during your life, Chayecha Kodmin. It's an amazing day in Tosfos. Really, we don't focus on Rabbi Akiva. Zechal Gadol BaTorah. So he doesn't focus on that. But that's where, because Tosfos sees that the Gemara quotes it by Brolo Misa Yafe. The Ramban in Kedoshim on the Pasuk. The Ramban says also, V'hatzorecha Kamocha Haflaga. It's an exaggeration. Kilo Yakabel Leiv HaAdam Sheyeho V'Schaveiro Kavaso V'Snafsho. It's impossible to love your friend exactly like you love yourself. It's impossible. And Rabbi Akiva himself says, Chayecha Kodmin. But what does it mean? V'hatzorecha Kamocha L'maisa. Says the Ramban, you know what it means? It means whatever happens to your friend, be happy for him. Just like you're happy for yourself. You can't love your friend as much as you love yourself. That's impossible. But all it means is, don't be jealous. Mitzvah Zatorah Sheyev Chaveiro B'chol Inyan Kasheyev Asnafsho B'chol Atov. That's what V'hatzorecha Kamocha means, and that's something that's possible that we could aspire to. Whatever happens to your friend, to be just as happy for him as if it was you. Period. There's more about this, but we have to continue. Lema de Rav Nachman Tanohi. Is Rav Nachman a machlokas Tanoim? Rav Nachman, oh, bro lo misa yafe. Is that a machlokas Tanoim? Because we have a machlokas, whether the woman is clothed or not when she's put to death. Someone says, lo, the kuli alma islo de Rav Nachman. Everybody holds we try to prove the best death. The question is, what's the best death? This is the machlokas. Mar savar bizyona adiflei, tfei mitzara. One holds that a woman would rather have her clothes on, even though it's going to take a little longer to have her killed, but she'd rather not be embarrassed as she dies. That's worse to her than the extra pain that she'll have by the dying a little slower. It's worth it to her. That's the misa yafe. Degufe. Umar savar tsara degufe adifle tsemi vizyona. Others say, no, she wants to die quicker. So therefore, without the clothes is a more of a misa yafe to her than having the clothes on. Okay? Right. Haisam, again, all these halachas are meant to teach us messages. We have to study them and delve into the reasons. Haisam, mechusalavanim v'chulu. The Mishnah said if she was wearing white, we put her black. If she was wearing black, nice. We put on not nice. So tana. Imayushcharim noim la machasin osa begadim mechuarin. If she's wearing nice black clothing, we put on not nice black clothing. Hayu alak lizav pshita. Hashin evuli menavale hanimi boy. Says if you put on, she has white clothing, put on black. She's black, put on not nice black. So then the Mishnah says, take off all her jewelry. So of course, take off all her jewelry. If you're being if you're putting on the black clothing, of course you're going to take off all the jewelry. So the Gemara says, ma'u detema bahani isla bizayin tfei. No, you might say leave the jewelry on because it's even more embarrassing. Kida amri inchi shliach artzel v'sayim masani. Imagine somebody who's naked who's just wearing shoes. He looks even more foolish, right? Than without the shoes on. So you might say, yeah, take off her normal clothes and leave the jewelry on because it looks so inappropriate with that on. Kamash b'lan, no, you just remove. You don't go that far. You remove the jewelry.
Why don't we say that?
So why don't we say that? It's a good question. Why don't we say that? We don't go that far. We don't go that far. What? Right, so do we want her to look ridiculous or just disgraced? Maybe there's a difference between looking ridiculous and looking disgraced. Like people are going to laugh at that more than feel contempt of that. So I think that might be the issue. And then after we rip the clothes, though, we bring a rope in order so that all her clothes don't fall down, so that it's held up until she drinks the water. So boy mine Rabbi Abba Meir of Huna. Chevel HaMitzri, the Mishnah says we use this Egyptian type of rope. Maushi Ya'aki Besota. Is that something that you have to do, or just something that, you know, it's a strong rope to hold up the clothes? Mishum Shalo Yishmetu Bagadam Eolehahu. Ubitsosa Katanami Sagi. Is it just to hold up the clothes and really could use anything, even a small string? Odilma Mishum Tamar Mar. Or is it because what we're going to have tomorrow? Bezrat Hashem. Hi Chagrolo Bitsilzo. Lefika Koin Mevi Chevel HaMitzri Vekoshal Olamala Midadeo Ma'aki. Or is it a specific Mida Knegan Mida message? She untied her fancy belt. So therefore, we're going to use a fancy rope. So is it something that you have to use, or something that's just there to hold up the clothes? So Amalei Tanitua, look in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, maybe chevel mitzri, v'koshlo l'malam idadeha, we tie it on, k'desh lo yishvud b'kadeha me'alehan. The Mishnah says that we use it to hold up our clothes, so therefore it must be just based on the reason, and therefore you could use anything. Could use anything. Chalarosa leros b'yira. And the Mishnah says, remember the Mishnah from yesterday, after we do this, whoever wants to come see can come see, and all women can come see. So how do you read the Mishnah? So Hagufa Kasha, each line of the Mishnah contradicts the next one. Amrat Kalarot Saliros Ba Roab. First the Mishnah says whoever wants to come see can see. Alma Loshta Gavri Loshta Nashi. That's Mashba men or women. Anybody. Vahadir Tani Kalanashim Mutaras the Rosa, Nashim Yin Anashim Lo. And the next line says all women can see, Mashba only women. Says it men also. Do the Kohanim have to leave the room? So Amar Abaya Tirgama Anashim. So Rabbi says, you're right, just women. Just women. When it says Kol Harotze, it means women. Armale Rava Vakala Rotsa Liros Bava Roaktani. What do you mean? The first line says anybody. El Amar Rava, Rava argues. Kala Rotsa Liros Bava Roa, Losha Gavi, Losha Nashi. It's anybody. Even the Kohanim who were there are allowed to stay there. Remember, even though they didn't want to be there, as we said from the Tosefta before, but it wasn't an Isser for them to be there. Vinashim Chayavas Larosa. Men can, women have to. Nashim Chayavas Larosa. I guess there are some women that we want them to see to be able to publicize the message. Shinemar Benivasu Kala Nashim Loteasena Kazimas Chena. Right? Because we want the Tochacha to be given. Period. Okay, Masisan. The Midash are the Modiba Modidin Lo. Remember, I mean, much of the process, just remember we didn't get to the actual blowing up the stomach, that happens to the man too, wherever he is. The actual process, Gzeres Akasev, there's no parallel process. You know, many pick on Sota as a law that, you know, why by a woman and not by a man? It's Akasha. It's Akasha. We don't really have a good answer to that. The ultimate result happens to the man too, wherever he is. His stomach also blows up. But the reason why there's a process by the woman, not by the man, there really is. It's really Gzeres HaKasev. We accept it by this is the law of the Torah. Masdisen. B'midash adam modi ba modi din lo. Mida keneged mida. Whatever measurement however we act, Hashem acts in that way to us. Ki kishtes atzma la avera habakam navla. She beautified herself for an avera. Hashem disgraces her. He gil says atzma la avera hamakom gala aleha. She revealed herself. Hashem reveals her. Biyarech eschila b'avera with her thigh. Her avera started tchila v'yakach habeten, and then the hana spread l'ficha tilka yarech tchila v'yakach habeten. So too, as we'll see, the blowing up, the punishment starts in the thigh and then spreads v'shakal gufo palat and ends up connecting to the entire body. Amar of Yosef, Afal gav de mida betela b'mida lo batil. Even though the explicit mida kenegan mida of bezdin enforcement we don't have that anymore because we don't have a bezdin, but the idea behind it still exists. The Amar of Yosef v'chein tani Rabbi Chiya miyom shachar beis hamigdash ava bishabal sanhedri arba misas lo batlu. Even from the day that the beis hamigdash was destroyed, even though there's no more sanhedrin, the four misos. Those have not been batal. The whole batal, what do you mean? They are batal. Who's getting stoned today? Ella dinar b'misos lo batlu. No, the metzius, the reality of the four misos have not been batal. Meaning what? Hashem has siyata d'shmaya and hashgacha. Mishan is chayev skila, somebody who is chayev stoning. O nofel menagag will fall off a roof. O chayev dersaso will be attacked by an animal. Which is a parallel to what happens by skila. Mishin is chayiv sreifa, someone who is chayiv sreifa. Onofa b'dleika, Rachman al-Islam will fall in a fire. Onachash b'chisho, or will be bitten by a snake, and the poison is like fire. Mishin is chayiv hariga, onimsel amalchos, or listin ba'anala. Somebody is chayiv to get his head, saif, will be given over to the malchus or robbers. Mishin is chayiv chanika, somebody is chayiv strangulation, or tovea benar, or meis b'serunchi. All of these, you see the din, Dalan Misos still applies today. There's a lot to talk about. Just to mention one today, and then we'll start with the rest of the discussion of this tomorrow. The Chassam Sofer has an amazing tshuva. Chassam Sofer was asked. There was somebody that was in Tavkuf Ayin Aleph. There was an Ish Kadosh, Rachman al-Islam, that was killed. A Jew that was killed. It was killed by Listim. And the question that the family or the group came to ask them is, if we say dinar b'mitzas lo batlu, do we have to assume that this guy was chayiv, one of the dalan mitzas, and therefore you can't bury him in the cemetery, in a regular Jewish cemetery? That was the shaila of Chassam Sofer. Do we say this? Chassam Sofer, as you could have guessed, says no. This guy lived a kadosh life. He was an ish kadosh. It doesn't say kol, right? It says chazal nisaru b'divrayim. It doesn't say mishin is chayiv misa nimsa l'malchus. It says mishin is chayiv. It doesn't say kol mishin nimsa l'malchus. Nischayiv saif. It says, whoever's chayiv saif is given over to the malchus. It doesn't say anybody give it over to the malchus is chayiv saif. So therefore, he says you cannot bring any rice. And mikol shekein shenarag aydei rotseach ha'orev l'dam, ukminan libecheskas tzadekes v'ksheros v'kadosh yomer lo. So it's not avada, avada. You don't say it the other way. It says the Chasam Sofer, but it's a halacha, it's an idea that still applies, and we'll talk more about it, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Okay. It's long dafim. Everybody come on time. It's brachas, megillah type of dafim coming up. Yeah.